Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
And our continuing coverage of You Decide 2024, Jared Halpern joins us from Fox News. Jared, the latest campaign, or we've got the first campaign ad released from the Harris campaign now.
Yeah, they came out. This is just a social media ad. You're certainly going to see a lot more as they spend all of this cash that Harris has been able to raise. But this is kind of her initial introduction to this new campaign. It is titled Freedom. It features the song Freedom by Beyonce. And in it, she talks about freedom, meaning the freedom to not just get by, but to get ahead, the freedom to not fear being the victim of gun violence, and the freedom to do with your body what you wish. So certainly hitting on a lot of the themes here of this election, whether it's the economy, whether it's abortion, or whether it's gun violence. Those are things you're going to hear the vice president talk an awful lot about between now and November. But again, I think this kind of serves as a way to set up the campaign, kind of what she wants her theme to be, what she wants her message to be. She starts to kind of expand out here, and they start to put together some more ads and messaging. I think you're going to see that, you know, kind of be much more, it'll be based kind of on where that ad buy is, right? You'll be buying ads sort of in the Nevada or the Arizona, Phoenix markets. That may be a little different than, you know, in the Milwaukee or the Detroit markets, in Pittsburgh and in Philadelphia. All of those are going to kind of be catered to those specific areas. But this is kind of that first national introduction. And listen, it comes as Harris has really solidified her standing here, right? She really is the presumptive Democratic nominee. She has the overwhelming number of pledged delegates now from the Democrats. Just this morning, she got the big endorsement from President Obama and former First Lady Michelle Obama. That goes a long way to kind of, again, just consolidate the Democratic support that she has. And it puts her kind of on this glide path now to the official nomination, which the DNC says will happen before August 7th through a virtual roll call a couple of weeks there before Democrats gather in Chicago for their convention.
Okay. And are there some new roll call rules for the DNC?
The roll call rules are not different. No, those have been the same. Even before Biden had dropped out of the race, the DNC said that they were going to do this virtual roll call ahead of time to comply with some of the concerns they had about ballot access laws in places like Ohio and California, a couple of other places. The only change that was really made was kind of creating a process in the event that there had been multiple candidates to replace Biden. They would have to declare by a certain date, I think actually by the end of today or tomorrow, and then that would set up a process where they would have the ability to kind of make their case to delegates ahead of that roll call vote. That seems increasingly unlikely to happen, right? I mean, Harris now has the support of pretty much every single major Democratic player. She has raised well over $100 million. She has pledged delegates. I can't imagine a scenario over the next couple of days where you see a Democrat try and challenge Harris at this point. So the DNC is kind of moving forward as they would have moved had the nominee been Biden, again, with a virtual roll call vote there a couple of weeks, I guess a week or so before the convention in Chicago.
Okay. And we're also seeing some members of the GOP endorse Harris. We had the former lieutenant governor of Georgia yesterday announcing that he was going to put his support behind Harris. Are any changes in the potential VP picks?
No, I mean, they're searching. Again, that August 7th deadline is kind of what they're working with, because that's when the Democrats want to have all of this sewn up and the nominations made. So you would need to have, you know, the full ticket on board. So it seems like August 7th is kind of the deadline by which the Harris campaign is working on. You've heard kind of those same names bandied about, whether it's Governor Shapiro, Senator Kelly, Governor J.B. Pritzker, Governor Roy Cooper in North Carolina. You've kind of heard those names for a number of reasons. We'll see if that list expands or shrinks, but it does seem like, you know, they are looking for somebody who maybe is a little bit more moderate, at least politically, somebody maybe with that swing state credential, that electability in those important swing states like a Pennsylvania, like an Arizona. So we'll see how that goes. I think you'll probably start to see some more trial balloons set up there in the air over the next couple of days, just to kind of see what sticks and what doesn't as the campaign has to really make this choice on a much quicker timeline than most campaigns, right? Usually this is something that candidates can think about for a couple of months, certainly several weeks. You're talking about now kind of a week and a half, 2 week process, which is not a lot of time to make what is usually the most important decision of a campaign.
Whether or not people agree with the president's decision to step down as the candidate, you certainly can't argue with the fact that there is definitely a lot more energy these days in the Democratic Party.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Especially among the Democratic base, right? Especially among those who Biden was not really exciting. Younger voters, kind of Gen Z voters, Black and Hispanic voters, they've really kind of coalesced around Harris, and there is an energy there that had not been there. Now, again, this is new. You're always going to kind of get that bump. The honeymoon period is kind of how it's being described. The challenge now, or I guess I should say the task for Harris now, is to keep that sustained and then still continue to try and reach out and build that coalition that is going to be so critical here in what we expect to still be a very close election between the vice president and the former president.
Jared Halpern from Washington, thanks so much. And try to get some rest this weekend.
I mean, it would be nice, but see what the news gods have in store.